Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We used this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Dr. Karen Milano, an infant, family, and early childhood mental health specialist, child psychologist, and founder of Lumitot, a groundbreaking parenting platform that blends science and soul. With over 20 years of experience and advanced training in neuroscience, nutrition, trauma, and integrative health, Dr. Milano is passionate about helping parents create deep, lasting connections with their children from the very beginning. Karen, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Yes, and thank you for having me. I would say key to getting stuff done that most people don't think of is to take a moment to just tap into your heart. Literally just stop instead of thinking with your head, drop into your heart because there's a connection between the heart and the brain that's often overlooked. And when both are in alignment, now you're inspired to action versus having to force yourself. Everything becomes 1,000 times easier.
Ah, interesting. So being inspired versus having to force myself, like, stop spying on me, Karen. That's like every So, well, it's important. It's an important distinction because sometimes we wake up and we just grind through the day, but we have no inspiration. We just go through it. And some days we wake up and we're like ready to go. What have you
Yes.
found is really like, first of all, where's the line of separation between those two?
Well, I would say that's part of the problem is that we separate. We want to integrate. We have a tendency to separate it all. It's like, okay, I'm feeling this, we're feeling that way. So, how can we bring the two worlds together where no matter what you're doing, whether it's something mundane and boring or that is difficult to get through, and find a way to do it from a place of excitement? And just even finding just a little bit of excitement is going to start getting that flow going to making that a little bit more effortless. And all of a sudden, things start lining up. I don't know if you've noticed that there's days, especially the days where you're feeling like you have to push through the most. That's when things don't work out. The people you need don't show up. The something, they're not available. Technology's down. But the days when you're feeling really good and you're excited, it takes you half the time. It's almost like you bend time when you're able to integrate those states.
You know, it's really interesting. A good friend of mine, his name's Chris, and we were at the time we were both single guys, and he was telling me he just made this little observation, and I never thought about it until he brought it up. He said, "You ever notice sometimes, like for an extended period of time, just like you're just repulsive to women." Like absolutely nothing that you do works, and like they all hate you for no particular reason. And I'm like, I had never in my life considered this, but when he said it, I was like,
He's like,
I
oh,
can't
right.
unsee this, you know. It was like, because and then it started happening, like the cycle started happening, and I was like, this isn't working at all like it used to. I must be going through this. I'm not gonna fight it, you know.
Right?
I'm
That's
just gonna
a
like,
perfect
you know,
example.
go down the slide and like let it happen, you know, because like it's weird. Like I'm not like a super, you know, woo-woo matching with the vibes of the universe kind of guy per se, but there's just too much evidence that that is just the way that things work. Because sometimes you just show up and everything is right, and sometimes everything is wrong. And you're the same person, so it's like it's
Same
very
person.
confusing.
Well, if you think of it from a science standpoint, right? Because I like to integrate everything because it's all interconnected. And I believe that every problem, every challenge we face comes from disconnection. disconnection from yourself, from others, from the world, from your body, whatever it is. And so the science behind it is that whatever state you're in, however you're thinking, is going to lead you to feel a certain way, which is going to lead you to act a certain way. So it's all connected from a scientific standpoint that when you're in the zone, then that what the podcast here is,
The do zone.
you're the do zone, like, wait, something's clicking. You're in the state of gamma. So you are able to get your brain to shift to gamma state and you lose track of time, you lose track of everything, and everything flows. But when you're in beta state, that's when you're trying to drive, you're in action, but it's not necessarily in that creative flow. And so you can look at it from that perspective where your thoughts are that incredibly powerful that they're going to shift the way the electricity in your brain is flowing, getting you to those different states of being.
Is there a way that we can hack this system and change our beta to gamma or change our gamma to beta?
Absolutely. I'll go back to my very first little hack is tap into your heart. I know it might seem a little silly at first. It did for me as someone who was, went to school and was a very science-based program. When I started learning this other piece of integration of just literally just get out of your head for a minute and tap into your heart and just ask it, like, what is it that we want? What do you want? How can we lead with a little bit more heart instead of getting into your brain? Because your brain has, what is it? 80% of our thoughts are negative, 95% are automated. So if you do the math there, it's not great until we can rewire the way we think as human beings. Then it's helpful to just take a moment. It's seconds. Every time you're going to start something and just drop into your heart and just try to get your brain and heart to align. You can literally just ask it. I want to, lead with heart and get my brain flowing and going. How can we do this together? And you might get a message, you might get a vision, you might get a block of thought. I know it might sound silly, but it actually works incredibly well. And it's one of the most powerful strategies that my clients use today, and I do myself, that does wonders to get you into that state of shifting those brain waves.
You know, it's interesting. I love neuroscience, but I'm like the poor man's neuroscientist. You know, like I didn't go to school for it. You know, I don't have a bunch of neuroscience books behind me or anything, but I love the idea that your brain is figure outable to an
Yes, always.
extent. You know, and it's and but it's so impossibly complex sometimes that it's very difficult to find the answer. And one of the things that has always stood out to me is the idea of these reward chemicals and how they drive, you know, you said 95% of your thoughts are automated. They drive like the majority of these thoughts. Serotonin, endorphins, oxytocin, dopamine. And somebody like, just like I couldn't unsee my friend Chris and how we were just like in phases of repulsivity to women. Like somebody showed me one time that this is why you make almost every decision. And then it was just like, I can't
Right.
unsee this. It
You could
was
even flip it a
it was like the Matrix opened up to
little.
me
But if you
in
could
that
flip
moment.
it just a little, you'll be even more powerful because every thought you think releases a chemical. So if your thought is, let's call it a positive thought, you'll release chemicals that'll help your body feel good and help you feel good. And if you're thinking, oh, I'm going to be late and stuck in traffic, I'm going to miss that meeting, you're releasing chemicals that are going to cause chaos in your body. And in the end, the more of those negative chemicals we feel, the more even our body gets sick. So physically, not just affects us mentally, but physically as well. So every thought you think releases chemicals. Instead of the chemicals lead you to think, it's flip it. And now you're that powerful because now you're more aware of what you're thinking. Like, ah, and not that you it's almost impossible to be in control of everything you think because there's so many thoughts. But if you pay attention to the way you feel, now you know where your thoughts are headed because your thoughts come, then the feelings hit.
And just a follow-up question, because I know you're a specialist in childhood mental health. And I have been exposed to many children who are struggling with their own mental health, and it's often overlooked because we think that, only adults can have mental health issues. But, there are chemical imbalances, there are childhood traumas, there are all of these other things that children have to deal with. And those are the people that become adults that
Yes.
have these issues.
You got
And so
it.
I'm just curious. So if especially if there's a kid that's struggling, some sort of chemical imbalance or something like that, what are the best tools that a parent can take and apply to really help their child thrive, despite the fact that they may be dealing with, things beyond their control?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'd like to say that it's those, this is why I focus on pregnancy in the first 5 years, because I wanted to reverse engineer this process of us growing up to becoming those adults. And everything that's happening from the moment of conception through those first, say, 5, 7 years creates what, how you see the world, how you think about the world, how you view the world. That's where all those automated thoughts are coming from. So one of the best things we can do, I think, is really honor that child's presence and where they are. I think oftentimes we tell people how not to feel and what not to do. Don't be sad, don't be mad, don't be angry. And the first step is just honoring where they're at. Like, you're having a hard time. You're angry right now. It doesn't mean you have to agree with what they're doing, but just allowing the experience to be, so that we're not saying feelings are good or bad. They just are part of the human experience. Opens up that child to feel safe, to be able to talk, to be able to process through. Because the minute we're telling children, don't be this way, or don't be mad, don't be angry, stop crying, now they're afraid to feel, and now they think there's something wrong, and that just dives them deeper into whatever it is they're experiencing. So that's, I would say, the number one tip I would give with littles is just to start with where they're at, just so that they can open up to you and feel like they're sa it's safe to be human. It's safe to feel.
Wise words. And so, Karen, tell us where we can go to learn more about what you're doing and who can connect with you.
Absolutely. Everything, I make it easy. All social media, website is all under Lumitot, Lumitot. I am just about to launch a workshop for parents during pregnancy in the first 5 years to help them feel more connected, feel more confident in parenting versus, here you go, here's a child, good luck, figure it out. So it gives them that head start. And I have this lovely quiz that you can take to figure out how connected you are to your little ones. And that is at multidimensionalparenting.com/quiz. And so those are some places to go find me and go be curious about what I do. I'm happy to help in any way I can.
Excellent. Thanks so much for our guest, Dr. Karen Milano, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how she gets stuff done. For those of you who want to connect with her directly, you can go to multidimensionalparenting.com. Or if you can't string all of those words together, you can just look on
Lumitot.
social media for Lumitot.
Yeah.
Hey,
Website too.
there you go. Hey, whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to
Thank
work.
you.